Monroe, good to see you again.
I know, you say that as if I haven't seen you in ages.
Well, I haven't seen you in ages.
Well, it's not been that long.
It's good to see you. It's always good to see you, my boy, isn't you?
Do you want to see what I've got?
Well,
look at that.
What is that?
That, my friend, is a gallon jug.
Of what?
Of water. Of water.
Well, I don't know. What are you doing? I don't
trying
know.
Trying to drink at least a gallon a day.
A gallon of water a day?
Yeah.
Isn't it true, though, the more you drink, the thirstier you get?
No. You know,
that is true, isn't it?
No, your body will push out the excess water, any of the rubbish water that it doesn't need.
But what about all these people that... It's dangerous to drink too much water.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not flipping water.
Have you
water
looked into
poisoning.
This?
Yeah, I'm not flipping water. Yeah, you can get water poisoning.
Yeah, you can. You can drink too much water. Because
yeah,
I remember back in the days of, like, clubbing, you know, when people were out of their heads on ecstasy, the big problem was...
Oh, people were drinking too much water.
They were drinking too much water because they were getting too thirsty. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I die, you know how it went.
Well, there you
big
go.
Point. But yeah. I'm thinking about this, yeah? And
I
it's
see
like,
you up there.
No, but, like, the thing is that, can you imagine, like, how are we in... And this is a good topic for today.
Yeah.
How are we in a situation now where we've still got to go and drink so much water and you've got to eat so many greens?
Yeah.
And like, how is that not like a thing of the past?
I know.
How are you not like just having a pill, one pill, bang,
yeah.
bang? Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
or do you think it does exist and then holding it from us?
No, water is obviously good for us because how much, what is our body? Our body is made up from what they say, 96% water or something yeah, ridiculous, right? Right? So it's got to be good for you. You've got to replace it. I don't drink enough water. You know, I wish I did. Your mum is always saying to me, have you drunk enough water? Are you drinking enough water? She says, you look awful. Drink some water. She says, it's when I have bags under my eyes.
No, what you need is some food.
Food?
You're looking too skinny.
Am I? I've been on a diet.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've been on a diet.
What's the diet? Don't eat.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you where I'll get the diet from. You. Because you got me into that...
Fasting.
Replacement.
Oh, the Huel things.
Huel drinks.
It's not an advert for Huel, but...
It's not, no, but I got into those.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love them.
I know, they are good.
I love them. I would rather have that than dinner anytime.
The reason I say it got us into a good topic, though, is because I have had so many... I've been looking at our DMs and all of that.
Yeah.
So many people saying, oh... Make sure if your dad has any good idea. I always wanted to know about my ancestors if they were to invent anything and blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, did they have any good ideas before they died that they should have shared with me?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think today, I mean, we kind of come to that discussion.
Yeah.
If there are it, before you kick it, mate, I'd like to know if there's any, you know, goldie ideas.
I've got any inventions.
You got any inventions?
Tucked away.
Yeah, tucked away because, you know, you might be sitting on the next stamp.
I could well be. I could well be, but I'm afraid I'm not, Ro. But I can tell you what I would love to see invented, because this always scares me before I die.
Are you going
to
see it?
What am I missing out on? What are they going to discover? What's going to happen to the world after, you know, I won't know about? That's one of the things mm-hmm. that really, like, I can't put my finger on it. It's kind of like trying to know what happens beyond the universe. You know that feeling you get in your stomach?
Yeah.
It's that similar feeling.
Have you never come close to bringing out a product?
No, I've never...
Never?
No, I've never got my head around inventing anything. But I can tell you what I've always wanted invented.
What?
Something that would translate dog barks into human words.
Christ.
No, it's true. Because, you know, when my dog barks...
So that's your legacy?
What?
It's like, you know, not like some crypto stuff... Like, instead, it's what's Kemp invented? The dog translator.
The dog translator. It would be...
But they can't
the
do
biggest,
that.
I'll tell you what, if you invent a dog translator, right, that would be the biggest product out there in the world, bar none. Bar none.
What do you think? Go on then. So you think you can... So how many dogs we got in a minute? So three, basically.
We've got three
right?
dogs.
Right. So you think you can tell... Can you feel like you differentiate between barks?
Yes. I think I know about 15 words.
Go on, give me.
Say... Take me out for a walk.
What's that?
Phrases.
How's that sound?
Well, that kind of, all right, if you want to go into it, that sounds...
So dog, so this is speaking dog with Martin Kemp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like if
first
dog
one
wants to go out for a walk,
yeah.
She gets really excited. Right. She's more like that.
But that's the exact same as when mum leaves. That's the same sound.
It's not the same sound. So what's the
sound?
No.
So what's the sound?
Because every dog owner will tell you that they recognise certain phrases and certain sounds that their dog is making to what they want.
Okay, so that's I want to go for a walk.
Yeah.
Right. What's okay. I need to go out for a toilet.
To go out for a toilet.
Yeah.
It's more like this. That's I want to go for a wee.
Right. And what are some of the other phrases?
That's a poo.
Right.
And you can tell the difference. Honestly, you can. You know this.
So right there, there's phrases. Three. There's three.
No, I reckon I know about 15. What's that? That is more like, I want my dinner. That's dinner
time. It don't make that noise.
It does, bro. You have a listen to it. Next, you come round my house next time it's dinner time. I promise you. You think I'm talking rubbish, but I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think, Dad, I don't think there's enough. I think your market's quite small.
I know about 15, but...
They're not 15. You, what's, yeah. What's one of them? Change the TV. 15?
No, it's not.
The dog only knows like three places.
I'm disappointed in you because you've got to open your mind.
I am.
To possibilities.
I am.
The possibility of a dog translator is huge.
Okay,
it's humongous.
Fine.
It would make you millions.
Okay, listen. I understand. What's the purpose? What would then be the purpose of a dog translator, realistically?
So that you can communicate properly.
Yeah, and
with
what
your dog.
Yeah, and what? And then what? How do they add to society?
To make its life better. To make the dog's life better.
But the dog already has the best life, probably in the whole of the animal kingdom.
Well, a lot of them do.
In the animal kingdom, I think it's safe to say that a dog has the best life.
No, I think you're just arguing for arguing's sake.
I'm not.
You are, because a dog translator would honestly make you millions. If I was you, forget the radio,
do that.
Just home in making a dog translator.
Did you think that, when you were a kid, that by now, what did you think... Genuinely, when you were little, what did you think would be around now?
I thought it'd be space age by now. Everybody does. Everybody did back in the day. I can tell you something. Like, when I was a kid, there was this program on. I think it was on about Thursday nights after Top of the Pops. And it was called Tomorrow's World. And it was this window into what was going to come out in the future. And it was so exciting.
What was it looking at, the 1980s?
No. It was looking at immediate inventions, what was coming out soon, right? And everybody saw inventions and technology as being this thing of hope. You know, this thing where you were going to have robots doing your housework for you or making your bed for you. You were going to be travelling around in flying cars. You're going to be doing this. You know, they were the first people to show you the calculators, personal calculators that you could use to kind of beat schoolwork. So you didn't have to do maths and stuff like that. You could use your personal calculator. This program was the window into the future. And it was a really nice time because we saw technology as being really friendly and really like exciting of what was coming out. Now we see technology as a little bit scary. You know, is it getting too much? Are we getting too much technology? You know, is it ruining the world instead of making it better? Do you see where I'm going?
You know what I always think, like up until about 1950, niche going on with technology.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
Rubbish.
Barely had television.
Yeah. Then what happened?
Then it went boom.
Roswell. Alien crashed in America, and they took all its tech. Bang, all of a sudden we've got fiber optic. All of a sudden we've got all of this stuff. They're drip feeding it. Because the thing is, you got to remember, right? I genuinely think that, like, if we imagine what tech we've got now, they're about 50 years ahead. Like, the government.
Who, the government?
Yeah.
Like, the armies.
Yeah, well, maybe the American government, do you know what I mean? Or, the Chinese government or something like that. They're, like, 50 years ahead.
Yeah.
You know they've got an invisibility cloak?
No.
Yeah, full invisibility cloak. Like, it's like a screen. It's like a blanket that goes over them.
Yeah.
And it's like a blanket that goes over them. Like, proper, like, Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
And it reflects the image that is behind you, around you. So...
And what? They're going to use that on soldiers?
No, they do. They have used it. And they've been using it. So it's like a mirrored image of what's in front of you. But it's like tiny little screens. It's like nanotech screens that are on you.
Where are you going to plug it in?
Yeah, but I think they'll figure out how to use a battery.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean? I think if you're going to build an invisibility cloak, I don't think they're getting into another country going, oh, you got an adapter. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're in Boots on their way there saying which one is EU.
Yeah, because you get one of those off of Amazon that only works.
Yeah, exactly. And it's gone. The fuse gone. But no, I do think...
I think you might be right about the whole alien thing.
Yeah. So I think... Can I tell you though, I was looking this up and this is well funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I was looking up like old tech that had been... Because I knew I wanted to come and talk to them about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a look at some of them. And some of the inventions that they thought were going to bang back in the day were weird. Get this one, right? There used to be the neck brush.
What was the neck brush, right?
Yeah. And this was invented in America, and it was a plastic collar brush that will dry clean youngsters' necks.
No.
Yeah.
Dry clean?
Yeah. Because parents were thinking, look at that picture.
Oh my God.
Kids basically got a collar on, and it's a brush on it. It's because parents apparently were so upset with them being... Because, there's that whole thing of being dirty behind your ears and dirty around your neck and all this type of stuff. Like, this is back in the day when if your mum used to, spit clean your neck.
Skin. I used to have a good wash down.
But that's what I'm saying. So that was the neck brush. That didn't catch on. I like this one, though. In the 1800s, how do you think their mousetraps, how they thought mousetraps were going to look?
Don't know.
Right? They thought a mousetrap would be a little box that the mouse would go inside, and then attached to the end of that box, a pistol.
That is so good.
Just a straight up gun.
Oh, that is so good. And he triggers the gun.
And it just triggers the gun.
That is so good.
Wasting a bullet on that. Yeah. Like, of course, they're from Texas as well. Right?
Especially the amount of mice that mice have had running around in those days.
Yeah. So imagine that, a spring-loaded revolver.
Love that.
Imagine that going off in the house at night.
Oh, my goodness.
But there were loads, man. I didn't realise.
Make sure you're not standing behind it.
All right, you tell me which one of these stands out to you.
Yeah,
right, I'm going to go for a list of these.
Yeah.
All right. These are weird inventions that have been invented. You tell me which one you like.
Yeah, go on.
LED slippers.
I quite like that.
These are real, by the way. All of these inventions have been made.
Yeah, quite like
them. They've got LED lights on the end of them to stop you banging your feet. And also if you wake up in the middle of the night, because apparently what I love as well is that they're acting as if we're still in candlelight.
Oh, yeah.
So that's that.
No, but I quite like that because sometimes I do get up to go to the loo in the middle of the night and I bang my toe on the edge of the bed. So it would stop that.
Yeah, there you go.
So
fine.
I quite get it.
Treasure-seeking metal detector sandals.
How does that work?
So instead of using a big stick, you've just got the sandals. And they beat.
Okay.
And they beat.
Yeah, that's quite good.
God help you if you have to get on an escalator, though.
It's quite true, though. Why do you have to carry that big stick around?
Yep.
Beep, 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 looking for treasure, if you can just put it in the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah, not too bad. Right, the next one. I like this. Roller buggy.
What's that?
So it's a push buggy attached to a scooter.
Yeah.
And that doesn't exist already.
Yeah, it's good, but it's always a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Hey? Let's be real here. Like, people are pushing prams pretty fast these days. You might as well stick a couple of wheels.
Does that mean it goes in the road, or does it mean it goes?
No, it looks like that. It looks like a scooter.
Oh, that's quite a good idea.
And so then you've got a buggy.
It's a big bike, really.
It's a big bike. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this one I quite like.
Yeah.
A cutting board bird feeder. Instead of having to go through the whole process of washing your cutting board and getting all the bread off it and all that type of stuff, you attach it to a bird feeder that goes outside so the birds clean it for you.
That's a terrible... Is that a true invention?
That's a real invention.
Well, that's mad. I've got a birdhouse in my garden, right? Bird feeder. And when I go down to put food in it, it's covered in bird poo. That's a terrible idea.
You don't like that?
No wonder it never took off.
What about this one? This, I think... They're onto something.
Yeah.
Toilet seat scale.
Which is what?
You sit on it and it tells you how much you weigh.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Because also, you'd start challenging yourself, wouldn't you?
I like that.
You'd really start loading
that
up.
You'd really start
loading up throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then just to see how much
you've
gone.
Just to see how much you've gone. That is a great... See, I think you've got something there.
Because that's basically reverse... That's reverse weigh your poo.
I would love to see that. How much you weigh before and how much you weigh after.
Yeah, but that's what, that always reminds me of.
It's a really good, see, I think, if you ask me what is the best invention ever made in the world, bar none,
are you gonna say
it's the toilet.
Oh, Christ.
That is the toilet. Bro, the flush system on a toilet.
Do you think the toilet is
brilliant?
Above the wheel?
Yes. Yes.
You
I
think
do.
A toilet?
Yeah, yeah, I tell you what, they invented the wheel. Do you know the story about the wheel?
No.
The wheel was invented by the Mesopotamians, right? Which right. You most probably don't know where that is.
Where the hell did you pull that from?
It's something I've always known.
Yeah, go on.
It's invented by the Mesopotamians, right? Mesopotamia was this area in like Iran, Iraq, around that place there.
Pre-Ottoman.
Yeah, but when they, very good, but when they invented it, they didn't invent it to travel on, to use as a wheel.
That's what they use it for.
Because they got nowhere to go. You know, what are they going to do? Go over there? There's nothing over there.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's nothing else to go and see, is there?
Yeah.
There's no shops to go down.
Yeah, fair.
So they didn't use it for a wheel. They used it as a pottery throwdown. So they could spin it round, right, by some contraption and make clay pots.
That's
what the wheel was invented for.
What, this and then is, someone tipped it over?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's invention. Going. No, but they had no reason for the wheel. There was nowhere to go.
You can't say there's nowhere to go. Everyone wants to exploration. That's what
they didn't want to use it for a wheel. They used it to make pots. I promise you, that's the truth. For me, the best invention ever made is the flush system in the toilet and the sewers. Can you imagine?
The sewers.
Yeah, the sewers that the Victorians put in, all for you to go and poo. And a wee. I'm
have you ever?
Rude,
have you ever?
This is the truth, right?
That,
go yeah, poo and a wee.
Yeah, but that, yeah, but again, like think how long that took humans to think about. Like that took us so long.
Yeah,
but and that's then, not that far away.
And then, the cistern in your toilet that makes it flush is, I think, for me, is the best invention ever. You know, before they used to have to what they went a poo in a potty, chucked it out the window. They did.
I can't argue with it. To be honest with you, I can't argue that much with it.
Yeah, the king in those days used to have the master of the stall who would wipe his bottom for him. They had no idea of how to use to get rid of it.
No, listen, I'll go as far as saying that's a fair point.
Yeah.
The toilet is up there with the greatest invention.
I think it is the greatest invention. I'll tell you another thing about the toilet. The other thing that is a great invention that the Chinese invented is toilet paper, right? Toilet paper. Before that, we used to wipe our bum using moss and sticks. The Romans used to use, I will tell you this because I know it.
I know what they used
to
use.
The Romans used to use a stick with a sponge on it.
Yeah.
And that is where we get the saying, you've got the wrong end of the stick.
Do you know what else they used to
use? That is the truth.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Well, do you know what else they used to use? And in Greeks as well.
Mm-hmm.
They used to use plates. That's not a joke.
They used to use plates.
Plates.
Why? How?
Plates.
How do you wipe your bum with a
plate? Like a circular bit of clay plate.
Right.
And they would wipe their ass with it.
Oh.
And so much so is that they would even, for like satirical effect, they would have like politicians or whatever or people that they don't like inscribed onto these plates and use that.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Thing is, I'd still use that than the like Glastonbury toilet now.
Yeah, one of those plastic.
Outrageous. Things. You know what I used to do?
Yeah.
I used to go to like Reading Festival and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're young. And you'd find like a really heavy rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And or a brick, because how they are, right? If you've never been to one of these festival toilets, they're like troughs of human everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason why they're troughs is that on the top of them, if you were to actually put your head underneath it, right, they're all attached. So like they're all attached. So you could see bums coming from both sides, right? So like, you know, like
what,
everywhere.
You poo in these troughs?
Yeah, it's like a long, like imagine like, you know, like Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
Flipping long dining table.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But you're sat on the toilet.
So it's an open sewer, really?
Open sewer, right? Underneath it is an open sewer. So what we used to do is you used to get the biggest rock you could find.
Yeah.
And you slam it down as hard as you can into it. Because all of a sudden you just hear it. Like that. And you'd hear about 10 people going, it was well funny.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
It was really good. You know what I think, though? Like, coming, you know, not to say that we speak about toilets too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, plain toilets. And they not sorted that out.
Yeah.
That is single-handedly, other than your mousetrap gun going off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That is the most terrifying noise in the world.
It is. Yeah, when you press that flush button.
How many times? The amount of times I tried to, like, that you just go bang like that and then try and run. Do you know what I mean? You get in that toilet and you go run, like,
because you feel like it's going to suck you out with
it. It's not even that, it's just so loud and like you don't want to hear that. Like, it's the most uncomfortable sound I think I've ever heard in my life. It doesn't need to be that forceful. It's not going outside.
No, it's not.
It's not going
outside.
That's
what it sounds like, though.
But why? Yeah, but what? Do you think
like they've opened the door?
Yeah, but do you think they're trying to make you think it's going outside? Because it ain't. It's just going down into a pit.
Yeah.
That they empty out at the end of the thing.
Into a tank, right?
That's but why does it have to go? That is literally as if flipping Die Hard side of the plane has come up.
I know exactly where you're coming from.
That's another.
But you can't. Be fair. You can't go poo in a plane toilet anyway. You can't get your knees wide enough. I'm always like, you know, they're so narrow, those things. You can't sit there and relax.
Oh, what, in a toilet?
Yeah, in those plane toilets.
I don't mind. The thing is, like, I'm quite comfortable on a plane. See, some people can't go to a toilet in a public toilet. I can sit there for hours.
Do you?
Yeah. You're not the person that goes...
You don't
go to the bathroom.
No, try not.
Well, we've already covered...
I'd rather have stomachache.
We've already covered you and urinals.
Yeah, yeah, I'd rather have stomachache.
What? No.
Public.
Are you joking?
Yeah, yeah.
On a plane, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but on a plane, you go for a poo.
Well, you have to, don't you? You ain't got no choice.
Mate, honestly, can I tell you, I've got like near where I live, I've got favourite places.
What? Where you go?
Yeah. It's like luxury poo.
You got a bladder problem or something?
No. Like, for shit, not for, like, I've got like luxury places where you can go for a poo.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, give me one.
Like outside where Capital was, there's a nice hotel.
What, and you go in there?
Yeah, and I got Japanese toilets in there.
What's a Japanese? Oh!
You know the ones
see,
that, like...
that is a good invention.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those.
I can get you one of them.
No way.
For a lot of money.
How much? How much are they?
I think they're about $7,000.
It's not worth it. $7,000 for a toilet?
I think they're about $7,000. You're saying $7,000 is too much money, right? And I know, listen, look,
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to anyone, but you're well off. Think how much time you spend on the toilet.
I think I should get one.
Think how much time you spend on the toilet. I think that'd be the best thing you've ever bought. Downstairs toilet.
I'll split it with you.
No, because I don't use it.
No, I'll split it with you. Well, you're going to use it when you come around.
£7,000.
£7,000.
I think you should do it.
All right, I will.
I think that's a good thing, especially as you got older as well.
Yeah. Well, what do they do? What do those toilets do?
So you sit on it, right?
Yeah.
And then it gives you an option.
Yeah.
And the options are like three things, like seat warmers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit on it, there's already a seat warm.
Yeah.
Right? And then the next one is it can self-clean itself.
How does it do that then?
UV.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
UV.
Yeah,
so it kills any bad bacteria and germs and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
The next one is the sprinkle system.
Yeah.
Which is a, what's it called? Bidet.
See, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. This whole thing about do you dry wipe or wet wipe? That's a good conversation to be had. I know we're going back into
dry
toilet.
Wipe or wet wipe?
Yeah.
Wait, do you know it's illegal to not have a bidet in Italy?
Oh, don't blame them as well.
Friend of mine, when he was a kid, used to have a bidet.
Yeah.
And another friend came over, didn't know what it was, took a shit in it.
When I was a kid growing up and I was on tour with a band, I always thought they were for that's where you put your dirty washing.
No way.
Yeah, you left your dirty washing in it. That's what I always thought.
What, as soon as you came back after the holiday, I thought, God, I left that there for weeks.
But it was a strange one and I never quite understood it. But now I think, what a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, to wash your bum every time you have a poo. I mean, why are we talking about poo again?
No.
See, let's go back.
I'll go through. No, because the thing is, with tech, right, and I'll be honest with you, it annoys me more than it excites me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like this. What was it the other day that I said to you that I used? I used that Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what was that like?
Outrageous. Like, outrageous.
What does it do that like we haven't already got?
I can't describe it. It's like, I put it on, yeah? And I put it on, and it's like, it's not so much like VR, which is like virtual reality. It's augmented reality.
So what's the difference in that then?
Well, like, so it projects it onto your world. So I can see you.
Yeah.
And to the right of you is all my stuff. And to the left of you is like the Arsenal match. And so I'm still looking at you. But and I can still see you, but I'm not listening, no.
But what's the difference?
Exactly. Exactly. But it is wild. Like, it's I promise you, like, it's the best bit of tech I've ever seen in my life, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I think about all of that, and I think, oh, my God, how mental that, you know, we've got this type of tech, right? I'm wearing this thing on my head, yeah. And I think I've been transported to another world. All of that, and you can't get me one T-shirt that is uncreasable.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I still dealing with creases? Why am I still dealing with creases? How in whatever's the deity's name are we still dealing with an iron?
You most probably have hit a nail on the head of what we are talking about. Well, the way we started when you said to me, have you got any inventions? What an invention that would be.
Mate.
Clothes that do not crease. Good clothes. Because at the moment, if you buy uncreasable material now, it's rubbish. Yeah. It looks terrible, you know.
I just don't understand. We're 2024, right? How do you not have like a shirt, like men's shirts that don't crease? That's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
Like, if you really think about like how is that not a thing?
Yeah, we're still using this lump of boiling hot
water. Yeah, metal.
Push on it.
Probably the most dangerous thing you have in your house.
Yeah.
And you've got to buy that. And then, oh, by the way, you've got to buy another accessory.
Yeah.
I bought an iron the other week. Mum goes to me, oh, that iron's no good. What do you mean it's no good? They do the same thing. It's a piece of metal. It gets hot.
Yeah.
Like.
What did you buy then? A coal iron?
No, I bought good iron. But I just hate it. Creases annoy me to no end.
I think
annoys me.
See, this is what we're looking for.
Yeah, but are we just a stupid consumer to like, that we have to keep buying it or buy new things?
Because if they invented that, you lose a whole industry of people who make ironing boards and irons.
Do you know another industry?
Yeah.
Toothbrushes.
What's wrong with a toothbrush?
How long, even when you were a kid, how long were you told to brush your teeth for? 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah. Like that. Has that time not changed? We should be Usain Bolting it. By now, there should be, here's a toothbrush. It cleans your teeth in 10 seconds.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't even be that row. It should be like a mouthwash.
A mouthwash?
Yeah, that does the whole thing for
you. But that's what I'm saying.
Then everyone's got perfect teeth.
But that's what I'm saying.
No gum disease anywhere.
How is that not?
No smelly breath.
2 minutes. I've still got to waste 2 minutes of my life, 4 minutes of my life every day. Every day. If you brought out a product that was like, oh, we clean your teeth in, as you say, 10 seconds, or is a mouthwash, done.
But my questions on that row is, why is cleaning your teeth such a chore? Why? We waste so much time. We sit in front of the telly for hours. We sit and we waste so much time of our day. But 2 minutes brushing your teeth, you're going, oh, I've got to brush my teeth.
Because we're made to think it's a chore. Because when we're a kid.
Yeah.
We're lucky. We've got quite a teeth in our family.
Shall I tell you, going back to tech, I'll tell you the first piece of tech that ever came into my life.
Yeah, was it?
Right, was this thing. My dad, because we never had any money when we were growing up. You know, my dad used to cut mine and my brother's hair, Gary's hair, by literally putting a bowl on top of our head and cutting around it, right? It was awful. And then Ronco, this firm in America that used to bring out these wild inventions, you know, the onion cutter that you made you not cry when you cut it and stuff like this.
Is it purposefully called Ronco?
Ronco, yeah. It used to be called Ronco.
Wrong, as in
no,
not very good.
R-O, no, not wrong, as in wrong, but it could be. It was R-O-N-C-O. And Ronco brought out this hair cutter. Right. This is the first time I realised tech existed. And it was this white plastic comb that was square, right, about 3 inches by 3 inches.
Oh, yeah.
And inside it had razor blades inside a comb. And my dad sat me down. It came through the post from America. And my dad sat me down and he combed my hair with this thing. It was like 1,000 cats scratching the skin on my skull. It was so awful. But that was the first piece of tech that I ever came across.
There's a picture of it there. There's a picture of
it. Oh, that's it!
It looks like a knit comb. You sure you didn't have knits?
No. Inside that, it's got razor blades, and you put the razor blades in, and you pull it through your hair, and it was the worst experience of my life.
You ever seen Saw? It looks like something from that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a torture implement, And me and Gary absolutely cried our eyes out sitting there while we were having a haircut. First bit of tech I ever come across.
Do you know what I am quite upset about, though? I'm quite upset that you've had this long life and you've got no idea for an invention.
Well, I have got an idea.
What's your idea?
The dog barking one.
Dad, you can't say
I don't
that.
Know how to invent it.
My thing was, I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to invent, we did business studies once.
Yeah, yeah.
And I made a product called Disposer Mac.
Right.
Places like London, yeah. Right, or anywhere in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
A vending machine that does Rain Max, and they're biodegradable.
That's a good idea. Oh, here's one then. Here's my invention that I haven't ever told anyone about this.
Here we go.
No, I once went to Panama, right? Mm. Panama on this deserted island.
You've got to give context as to why you went to Panama.
All right, I was on this show.
You're on Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you were saying it like Indiana Jones.
Oh, you have to belittle me, don't you?
No, it's
you
not have belittling.
To. You have to.
It's not belittling.
You have to.
But you sound like a secret agent.
Yeah.
You just go, I was once in Panama.
Yeah, that's why I got a little bit closer to the mic.
Yeah, we went to Panama.
I went to Panama with Bear Grylls on his island. Nobody there. And when I got there, you would not believe it. The most beautiful island in the world, deserted. Piles and piles and piles of plastic flip-flops, right? Flip-flops everywhere. When they talk about plastic, bro, you have never seen anything like it on this island. Flip-flops everywhere that people have put on the edge of a beach or put on the edge of a boat and they've floated off to sea. Now, here's my invention.
What?
Why don't you make biodegradable flip-flops? So when they go into the sea and hit the water, they dissolve. Now, is that a good invention?
I mean, biodegradable flip-flops have already been invented, but are you saying dissolving?
Yeah, they dissolve when they go in the water for too long.
Because I never know what that means. Away. When they say biodegradable, yeah, what, in a million down. Years? Yeah, but over like a million years.
Yeah, but that's no good. You can't wait that long. But I'm talking about if you had flip-flops that would melt if they were in water for too long.
Like, asked,
give them an hour or so.
What about this? What about if they were fish food?
Oh, man, now we're talking. We have got an invention here. We better get that patented. What's the word?
Patent, yeah.
Patent. We better get a paint.
Patent.
A patent?
Patented. Paint. I don't know what
patented.
It is.
Patented.
One of them's something to do with shoes.
We
shoes.
Better get that painted.
Get it painted.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but fish food.
Fish food flip-flops.
They have those like melting thingies. Yeah, you can't, because they can't be dissolvable because they need to be near water.
They'd
have that smell to it though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but... But I'm sure you can find something there. All I'm talking about, when I went there, there were mountains. I can't tell you how big the mountains of flip-flops were. Yeah.
So when they say, when Greta Thunberg goes off, she's talking about flip-flops.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
talking about a couple of pairs of Havanas or whatever.
No, she's talking about flip-flops. Flip-flops are everywhere. People lose them on the beach. They lose them on their boats. And they go on holiday, they lose them. And sometimes they just leave them on the beach when they finish their holidays. Right? And they get taken out to sea and they end up on these little desert islands that are perfect and they are ruined by flip-flops.
I mean, that's quite a good invention. That's not bad.
I think I've got
to write that down. Do you know what I'm always shocked about, right? Is I always feel like kids now, like, how do you learn anything? Because, like, everything's just on the screens.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, like I remember when computers were really kind of getting going when I was at school. Like, really, the internet was started to kick off when I was at school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, our IT lessons were how to turn it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was an IT lesson.
Yeah.
But
you were lucky. I mean, back in my day, right, when you did turn it on, you had to wait about 20 minutes. You had to wait 10 minutes every time you turned a page.
There weren't computers when you were at school.
No, not when I was at school.
Yeah.
When they first came out, like the first Macs.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying the difference in school... Like I'm saying schools now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like schools, like basically every kid has an iPad.
So here's the thing, right? Every kid's got an iPad. Do you have to learn? Do you have to have all that information in your head?
Yeah, that's
taking
fair.
Up all the space, right?
That's fair. I do think a pointless calculator.
Or do you just look at a calculator? Do you look at your phone? Do you look at an iPad if you want to know something? I spend most of my time wanting to know more about certain subjects when I'm traveling. And looking at my phone just to look it up.
Really?
I would never. Would I look up an encyclopedia? No. You'd have to learn it back in the day. But nowadays, I get my phone out, look it up, find out all about it.
To be fair, there used to be a proper buzz right? What was the thing that when it came out at school, everyone went nuts for you? Because for us, my generation, it's the Wheelie TV.
The Wheelie TV, what was that?
You don't know what that is?
No.
If I show you a picture of this.
Yeah, let's have a look.
You don't know what this is? You knew it was a good day. You knew it was a good day when that came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the TV is it's just TV on the wheels.
TV on the wheels.
Like this, with a little JVC underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew it was a good day.
Yeah, but I didn't know what to put on the shelves below then.
No, there was never anything. Nothing. There was never anything on the bottom shelf. Bottom shelf, completely blank. Underneath it, VHS, then TV.
Yeah, oh.
And when that got wheeled in, you'd hear it coming.
You knew it was time out.
You knew it was, it was the best lesson.
All right, that's why we're talking about TVs, right? One of the best inventions, one of the best things that ever happened to me with tech was I remember coming home from school one day, walking up the stairs to where we lived in a house. We lived on the middle floor of a kind of an old Georgian three-story house, right? It was, you know, we rented off the council.
Yeah, yeah.
And coming up the stairs, and the door to my living room was slightly ajar. And as I walked up the stairs, I could see this burst of incredible colour coming through the crack in the door, right? And it was, as I walked in the room, there was a colour television in the corner of the living room, replacing the old black and white one. That bit of tech was the biggest jump that I'd ever seen anything have.
Colour TV?
Colour TV. It was like the whole world was turning into colour. And it was absolutely amazing. It was. I can't tell you, Ro, what that did. Colour television.
It was like the whole world was turning into colour. Yes. Just stop looking at the screen.
It was you. It
just
was,
look around you. And it's in colour.
No, but this colour.
You were just.
See, it all comes down to you taking a mickey out of me.
It's not. It's just you were like, oh, my God.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. There's colour out there.
There was colour coming out of the television.
Yeah, because there would be.
People were real and not black and white images. It was the biggest jump.
Don't act like you suffered. Don't act like you suffered. I went from a Game Boy to a Game Boy Colour. I got over that in about 5 minutes.
No, you don't understand. You don't understand when all of a sudden now you can watch a football match and you know what side they're on.
Yeah, but all you had to do is go to the game.
No, it was absolutely the biggest jump in tech I've ever seen in my life. And that was the thing that everybody spoke about at school, was colour television.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that was huge. It was huge. Like, it was like aliens landing when colour television turned up.
You know, like when you were at school, because like obviously when I was at school, I know this is going a bit more school, but yeah. Like pencil cases, like you had your own pencil case and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was there like, did you have any form of like, because I imagine like people in your time, like you just basically, you go into school with like a pencil.
That was if you could afford the pencil.
That's what I mean. But like, was there no like bragging rights over like, because we used to have like certain pencil cases that people will listen to my side of it will know about, like the Pepsi can pencil case. The double zip can cases, like not styrofoam. There's like a neoprene print pencil case that you used to be able to get, and it was like a scuba suit. It was amazing.
Yeah, that didn't really exist.
What did you have?
Really
lunchbox.
See, what you're saying here,
lunchbox.
Is your generation was far more like consumer driven and driven by adverts on television of what you should be carrying and what you shouldn't be carrying.
If you didn't have a pad, you'd have your skin
because it weren't in colour, right?
Yeah. You didn't have any colouring.
There's no colour television. No one knew about the pencil case.
No. I like the idea. I like the idea that all paintings. I like the idea that all paintings and all drawings as a child are all in black. Mr. and Mrs. Kemp, we're really struggling
you
with Martin.
In black and white.
We're really struggling with Martin. He goes really big on the shading, but we won't use any other colour.
Until I got a colour telly, and then I saw it bright.
Martin, what colour is this? Black. What colour is it? White.
Anyway, that was the biggest invention, and I think the colour television was led on to all of your consumer generation, where you wanted all those pencil cases and you saw things, you know, that's brightly coloured, I love that. You know, and it's a truth.
So
it's the truth underneath it.
Other than you said the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you think tech goes?
See, I've seen... That's a good question.
Now, what's the thing you're worried about missing out on? Before you die, what do you want to see?
Yeah, it's a good question because I think my answer goes back to when I said, you know, when I grew up, everyone was excited by tech and everybody like saw tech as the next step in life. You know, what's coming down the line is exciting and it's going to make the world a whole better place. But now we see tech as kind of a little bit frightening. You know, a little bit like, have we got too much tech? Are we all being driven by tech?
I know you. You like tech.
I do like it. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I've seen tech ruins people's lives as well. You know, I used to work in the print, right? In fact, when I first left school, my first job was a print compositor.
Yeah.
Right, where you used to get the metal and you used to set it in like these long sticks.
Outrageously boring.
Yeah, outrageously boring, but that is how we used to make newspapers, you know. And I saw factories full of like hundreds of people working on this like hot lead, working to create pages in metal that then get printed. Mm-hmm. I left that print factory to become, to go into the band, Spandau. And then after about a year, I went back to see them. The whole place had gone. The whole place. They've got new people in working on computers. So I've seen it ruin people's lives as well as it being for the good. More strikes happen in this country because of tech, because tech is taking over people's jobs. That is what I'm saying. Right. So I've seen the good side and the bad side.
All right, but I'm saying, before you die, what do you want to see?
What do I want to see? The dog barking?
No.
Translator?
No, I'm genuine. So flying car or...
I'd love to see a flying car.
Would you?
Love to see it.
I think that's going to be...
I don't think that's that far away.
I don't think that will ever happen.
It will. It will happen.
No, but I think they can easily do it now, but we could barely sort out traffic on the road without it.
No, because soon we will have magnetic forces underneath the ground that will be pushing these little pods up from underneath.
Yeah, but how long is that going to take to put that underneath?
We will be floating. That's infrastructure.
Dad, it takes about...
That's not my job.
It takes about 25 years to put a pothole.
I know. But you're asking me, what will you like to see? And that will... Honestly, they will have magnetic force underneath the roads that your little pods will be floating on. Wait and see.
Permission.
The thing that I would like to see before I pass on, right? I would like to see us go back to supersonic air travel.
Concorde. Yeah.
Concorde was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in the sky, ever. And I would love to see...
Why did it stop? Crashed.
It stopped. Yeah, it stopped. It crashed. And they realised it was too expensive for the amount of people they could carry. And in the end, it crashed and they stopped it. But supersonic travel, I mean, imagine when going to New York from 7 hours down to 3.5 hours.
That's outrageous.
They could take that down.
My final question on this.
Yeah.
When you're old...
Yeah.
Really old and like losing it a bit.
Yeah.
Do I have your permission to hook you up to like a virtual reality thing?
Yeah, you do.
And just make you believe you're living in that.
That would be great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I put the goggles on you, I just leave you to it.
I think it's a really good idea.
I don't think that's bad.
I do, yeah, as well.
I think they're good things.
Back on stage with the band.
Yeah.
Doing your thing.
Yeah.
Singing true.
That's what I mean. Like, if I could just, you know, there you go. There's a headset.
You could make me the singer instead of just the bass guitarist.
Yeah. Or, what about this one? Last one to do with tech. Do I have your permission to, if they tell me, I can upload you to a computer?
I think that's a good idea as well.
You would do that?
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Your consciousness can be uploaded to a computer.
Yeah. But I think you're hitting on something here. Because the other invention that would be absolutely brilliant to have is to be able to record your dreams on an iPad so that you hook up to an iPad, record your dreams so you can watch them back.
I think anyone that has a partner does not want that to be a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
yeah, you'll be in trouble.
You'll be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm all over.
So don't do that, if anything. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you want to subscribe or watch more of us, you can do so on our YouTube channel and keep listening. If you want to tweet us as well or DM us or whatever, FFS my dad is, just type that in and we'll see you next time.
Hang on, Ron, just deleting some stuff off my phone.
This has been an Insanity Studios production.